He's hit this one, Miles.
You are listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.
Hello and welcome to your favorite cricket podcast, The Business Called Cricket. We are back again with another edition. Now, this week, we speak to a person who is very much involved in cricket, but he has taken cricket for social cause. Cricket beyond just a game. And it's not happened in India, but it has happened in Bhutan. When the entire world was locked down and most people stayed home, the Bhutan Cricket Council urged its members, cricketers and everyone associated with cricket to take up a good cause to reach out to people become corona workers. I welcome on the show Damber Gurung, the CEO of Bhutan Cricket, who's also the country's first cricket captain. So welcome to my show. Damber, first thing first, tell us, cricket in Bhutan, how is it like? Because, you know, we've experienced the noise, the excitement of cricket in India. But give us a sense of how is cricket played in Bhutan.
First of all, Khuzuzangpo, this is how we greet in Bhutan. And namaste and good evening. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to have a chat on, you know, the cause that we have done, during, especially during this pandemic. Yes, if I talk about how cricket is played in Bhutan, cricket is a very interesting game and it's coming up very well in Bhutan. And especially India, next to us is India, where cricket is, you know, known as a religion. So mm-hmm. we have fan following, you know, Indian cricketers. So we have watched them playing and that's how we have learned. And very popular sports in Bhutan.
So which is the format that is most popular in your corner of the world? Is it the test cricket, the following of one day cricket or T20s?
Yeah, at the end of the all this format has to come in place because this is there's three format, you know. So, but we started with 50 overs. Now 50 overs is there, but 2020 is becoming much popular.
Right. Damber, let's talk about the good cause that Bhutan Cricket took up during the pandemic. And this was perhaps a year back when things started shutting down, that you shut down cricket activities and channelized your energy into something completely new and very, very unique. Could you tell us about that?
Yes, Lamim. You know, first of all, you know, for a landlocked country like Bhutan, with a small population, we have never experienced such a pandemic, first of all. And secondly, it was a joint decision, but I think we have taken the right decision, especially when we came to know about this virus early 2020. Maybe after 2 months, we came to know that this virus is going to stay and it's going to affect in our cricket, not just cricket, but overall. So later we had, we have coaches, players, you know, and office staff, so many, but we didn't have much work to do also, because there was no activities at all. So we thought, how about requesting them, you know, to go for DESUP training, which is DESUP integrated training program. And so basically, DESUP integrated program is, as per the comment of His Majesty the King, you know, this training is instituted to be a value-based personal development program. So the main objective is to encourage all citizens to be active in the greater role of nation building. So through this training program, all DESUP trainees are expected to appreciate the sense of community and harmony and corporations as a group and as active member of the society. So this is something which was initiated by our His Majesty the King. So then we decided to send them for, you know, 3 weeks training program. So they went. Then after that, when they came back from the DESU training, they started doing a volunteer job, which means all these players, coaches, even our office staff, especially during our first lockdown, they were involved in hospitals, they were monitoring the traffic, patrolling night and day, monitoring the shops around, somewhere in the main border town, you know, monitoring the gates. Likewise, everybody were involved in this voluntary work. So this is something, you know, as a solidarity and assistance, that is something from Bhutan Cricket we have encouraged to our players and coaches, and especially considering the situation in the country. But we are happy that all this wonderful people came forward, took this opportunity to serve the country as a volunteer, especially during the pandemic, ensuring the people and the nations are safe.
And I have to tell my listeners, Dambar, how beautiful they looked in those flaming orange suits, doing the different jobs that you spoke in. Particularly one picture that stood out for me was your women's cricket captain who was serving in the front line. There were so many of them who became nurses. Then there were people who were in the kitchen making food for Corona warriors, I think for doctors and for other people who were working on the front line. There were people who were working in the police force. Could you tell us about the specific jobs that they took up? And was it their choice or they were just appointed in certain places where people needed to work?
It depends, you know, it depends because especially during, like I said, especially for a country like Bhutan, no, you know, with the small population, we are in a situation where we need frontline workers. You know, so when the government started getting mobilized, you know, these frontline workers getting mobilized in the country through this JESSE program. So once they finished this, then they were actually put up in different jobs, especially during this pandemic, during our first lockdown. So likewise, let's talk about our accountant. She was accountant and the captain, women's captain. They were actually in a kitchen, you know, they were cooking for almost like 2,000 volunteers every day, you know, and from morning breakfast to lunch to dinner. They every day they used to cook. And same way, we have our development officer. He was volunteering the red buildings, you know. So likewise, there were another coach who is not in other district. He used to walk up almost 2-3 hours, you know, right up 3,000 meters up where there was a temple. And they used to carry all the ration food and they used to walk up and deliver there. So there's a lot of interesting things they have done. But I'm very happy that they were involved in all different jobs, not just in few jobs, but they were everywhere.
And how many of them were involved in the Desang activity?
From my office, we had around... we had almost like 10 to 12. And then there was our contract, contract coaches and coordinators, they were also involved. And then especially the players, they went for discipline training. And we had, if I count, we have more than 50 who is there now as a Desu. And always ready for to serve as a volunteer. But during that time, I think we had almost 16 to 20.
Okay. Now, your push against the pandemic was named as Asian winner in cricket for social good initiative category by ICC. Uganda was the overall winner. This ICC award that came earlier this year, Dambar, tell me, what impact did it have on Bhutan cricket?
See, we have been doing all this social work in terms of, not social work, but we in Bhutan, when we talk about cricket, we just don't take cricket as a sport. We also use cricket as a tool to empower boys and girls through this sports, beautiful game. So we also partner with UNICEF and we do all this kind of work every year. So it's been almost like 5 years now we have partnered with UNICEF. So in 2018, we were a global winner for Cricket for Change Initiative of the Year. We were the global winner. And then in 2019, we were 100% Women's Participation Initiative of the Year. So this year, we were a regional winner from Asia for this Cricket for Good Social Impact of the Year.
Mm-hmm.
What we look at is people knows about how cricket is played here in Bhutan, how cricket is used in Bhutan, and coming up with such kind of, ideas and, executing it. It's really, I would say, encouraging or empowering our youths. And with this award also, we are very thankful. Actually, we are thankful for featuring us in international media, recognizing by international cricket for our, small work that we have done in Bhutan. But I think more important is we have to see how the current situation of the country, and based on that, I think at this stage, especially during this pandemic, I think first thing that we have to think about is our people. So, helping to your own country, to your own people, I think that's more counted than...
Mm-hmm. You used a very powerful word, which is empowerment. Could you tell me as to how cricket empowers these men and women that you've reached out to over the years?
See, since 2017, we started partnering with UNICEF, right? We are a partner. Every year we conduct. So usually they use cricket as a tool. They use cricket as a platform because we are reach out to many youths, because we conduct school cricket, women's cricket, club cricket, and district cricket. So UNICEF and what we do is UNICEF and Bhutan cricket. We organize such kind of, cricket tournament where we try to bring, youth, the young girls and boys from different districts and bring them in one place and let them enjoy the game called cricket. At the same time, what UNICEF does is do advocacy work. They will spend half day or one day with all these players and talk about, educate them with the health issues and, how there's a lot of social issues. So they'll be talking about social issues, sharing a lot of knowledge to this younger generation so that when they go back, they will also pass that same message to their friends when they go to schools. So likewise, we do a lot of kind of work and which has been very, very successful, especially with the youth in Bhutan.
Yeah, I must tell our listeners that there are over 50 tournaments held every year across schools, clubs, men's, women's, age level cricket. And it's quite an impactful work that you do. But Dambar, tell me, football and archery are also two big sports in Bhutan. Where do cricket lie in all of this? Do they compete for a space with football and archery, or has it gone ahead of these two sports?
See, these two sports, archery itself is a national sport. So there's nothing to say about archery because it's a national sport. So it's been played from decades, and played everywhere in Bhutan. Same way, football is also was introduced long time back. So it's a very popular sport in Bhutan. But when it comes to cricket, I'm not going to compare with any sports, but I would say cricket is one of the fastest growing sports in Bhutan. The way we are seeing the increase of numbers in playing, participations, and the interest from all this, the younger generations to the older generation, you know, they started liking the sports. They want us to come and introduce the sports. So yes, it's a I would say fastest growing sports.
Dabo, when the pandemic struck in 2020, right before that, you were preparing to stage the first international match in Bhutan. Right now, what's the status? Are you still planning to do it, or have you managed to get an international fixture?
When it comes to international tournament, especially in Bhutan, you know, we are just trying because we have a new ground, and you know, Bhutan is a beautiful country where everybody wants to come here, and we are very, very close with you know, cricketing nations in Asia and around the world, and everybody wants to come here and play. But due to the situation, I don't think it will be possible. And every year we travel outside to a lot of qualifiers, you know, ICC qualifiers, ACC qualifiers. But since from 2019, I believe, we haven't played any international tournament so far. However it is, we have we are trying our best to keep this cricket spirit, you know, it has to go on, you know. And I think our beginning of this year, we started with the Women's National Team Training Program, which is a high-performance program. So all these girls are right now in the southern part of Bhutan, where we have a ground, and very soon we are going to have a coach also, foreign coach. So they have been there. They are preparing for the upcoming ICC Women's T20 World Cup qualifier Asia, which is scheduled for, I think, in November. So, yes.
So they have shed their Desung costumes, and they're back in their cricket shirts with their bat in hand?
Yes, yes. We have almost like six in that team, and I think there'll be more. And they have their Desung dress and everything ready. So if there is a lockdown tomorrow there, they're not going to sit at home. But instead of that, they'll be immediately reporting to the task force, the sub-task force in that respective district. And then immediately they'll join for the volunteer work.
But since now there is no lockdown, they're back in cricket training and preparing for the qualifiers of Women's ICC World T20, right?
Yes, ma'am. They are preparing, and it has been almost 4 months now. It has been 4 months they are together down there with the strict COVID protocol.
Right. And what about the men's team? Where are they? Have they been able to finish their Desung work and get back to training and preparation for any upcoming tournament?
Beginning of last year, we had an international tournament. Could not participate because of outbreak in Thailand, which we were supposed to go there and play. And then from there, you know, there was lockdown and all sports were closed, stopped. And now, this year, they have opened. Recently, we are allowed to have a tournament and all that. So we have just started a men's tournament, club tournament right now. And then, but our plan is, let's see after 2 months how things will be. And then we are going to have a camp for them. And based on that, if there's any upcoming tournaments for the men's, then we'll be preparing. But it all depends on the situation, madam.
You know, I'm really curious to ask you about their training. A lot of international sports team, you know, when they prepare for key events, they go for high altitude training. But in Bhutan, I believe that most of your cricketers are already doing high altitude training, aren't they?
Yes, yes. We are, till now, I think we've been especially training here up here in Thimphu, which is almost like 2,400 meter, you know, altitude. So very high, you know, and always cold. But we also struggle when you go down there, down and play because of the heat. And but usually we go down 1 week prior to the tournament and train, you know, get used to with the weather and condition. But what we are also planning is, you know, we are already we have one ground now, but we are also trying one ground in Thimphu. And once we have this ground, it will be around 2,700 meter height, altitude.
Wow. Sorry.
And we want to encourage, you know, people, a team from India, you know, district teams or state level teams, they can always come in, use our facilities once our ground is ready here. Because many countries are traveling in different places around the world. And I think Bhutan is a place. There's no traffic jam, nothing. So it's very peaceful. So no disturbance, nothing. So this we will be, once our ground is ready, we'll be encouraging a lot of clubs, teams, countries to come here.
Right now, how many international grounds are ready in Bhutan?
We have just one, ma'am. We have just finished with one. Our girls are using it. But we still have to come up with some site development. But we have one land here in Thimphu. And we have proposed to our Indian ambassador to help us. And she's quite delighted to have. And once we have this stadium here in Thimphu, name as the first, this will be first Bhutan-India Friendship Cricket Stadium. So 2019, we proposed to them and they were very happy with the proposal. But unfortunately, you know, end of 2019, then when the pandemic started coming, everything started changing. But just 1-2 months back, we met again. But, you know, right now the situation is different. So we'll be following up again.
Dambar, I understand for Bhutanese, cricket is a sport that is played for a cause and you play cricket out of pure joy. But let me ask you, what are your ambitions for the national sports team, both men and women, over the next few years? Where do you see them?
See, there's two types. One is we have to think about our own internal development, you know, within domestic development. But same time, think about our national teams also. And this would be a good pathway for them. So I would say Bhutan cricket is not a rich, you know, sporting body. I think we are ranking, men's are ranking in T20, 72 or something. But we always have a potential to go up. What we need is support right now. So what we are trying our best is to have a very good pathway for players, coaches, you know, not playing in a, you know, after some time, playing in a certain level and then disappear. But one day this should help our youth, you know, this they can earn from cricket. They can earn from cricket. They can live from cricket. So, yeah, these are the, I think, some ideas which has to be executed in near future. So the biggest challenge is financial, to be financially sustainable. So one of the things that we are also working on it is once we have two grounds, we want to have an international tournaments here. We are going to ask ICC to give us tournaments here, any qualifiers, ACC. And then we also want to encourage cricket tourism because next to us is India. And I believe the highest tourist comes to Bhutan is from India. So there is a lot of tourists who wants to play cricket in Bhutan and same time explore Bhutan. So cricket tourism can be one which will help us to be financially sustainable, where in future we can look after coaches, players and everyone. But in next 5 years' time, we want to see our girls, especially our girls and under 19 boys, men's, maybe to qualify for girls, especially girls to qualify for World Cup, T20 World Cup.
I'm really delighted to know about your aspirations for both men's and women's cricket, Dambar. You may not have really made a mark with the performances in international cricket, but your efforts, your unique efforts have made everyone sit up and look at Bhutan cricket, notice the work, the great work that you're doing. I must tell our listeners that during the pandemic, Bhutan cricket found a unique expression of its identity, reimagining of its place in the country's famous Gross National Happiness Index. I'm correct?
Yes, madam.
And that was your way of contributing towards the Gross National Happiness Index.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, it's an absolutely fabulous initiative, Damba. Thank you very, very much for joining us on the podcast and talking about what you did and how you served during the pandemic.
Lastly, ma'am, I also like to thank government and the people of India for providing us with the vaccines, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't have words for that. And same time, our prayers are also with India, and we are very sad, and our heartfelt condolence to all the Indian friends who lost their loved ones. And only thing that I want to tell everyone is to follow the COVID protocol strictly, you know, and that is what we are doing in Bhutan. It is the time where we have to be more defensive rather than being more attacking, if we use a cricketing terms. And we need to have a defense like Rahul Dravid. Sort of.
Yes.
So using masks, you know, wearing masks, maintaining that social distance, you know, all that, whatever government has. Because what I'm saying is, other thing, if you look at right now in Bhutan, we have only one dead case after the first case confirmed on March 5th, 2020. And we have around, I think, 204 cases, active cases. But it's not alarming, considering that we have a good recovery rate. And government is doing fantastic job. Right? And people, especially people, yes, we have this destruction. There has been impact of COVID-19 on economy, especially on sectors, tourism, aviation, hospitality, but have been severely affected, and people have also lost their job. But we are fortunate, man. We are fortunate that the loan to business has been waived off, and jobless, you know, are given monthly livelihood income from the Royal Fund of Master King. And this has been possible because of His Majesty. So we are fortunate. As I speak about my king right now, he has just returned to Thimphu. And after being away from more than a month, walking on foot in scorching rain, sun, and along our social borders town to ensure that adequate COVID-19 preventive measures are put in place. So we are blessed. We are blessed to have a king like him. But at the same time, all the people from our countries are together right now and following the COVID protocol very seriously.
That's so very beautiful to know how you're trying to overcome this pandemic. May the force be with you. You truly are the guardians of your galaxy. Thank you very much, Damba.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Always hit this one, Miles.
You were listening to The Business Called Cricket, only on Red Podcast.